Romy, when we were talking to the Wolves, do you remember what they said was the hardest part about the staycation? They wouldn't open the Coyote Odie cookies in the car because they wanted to return it as clean to Sanderson Ford as they got it. They had to just stare at the basket of Coyote Odie cookies the whole drive to Lake Havasu. One, they said when they got there, the first thing they did is got out the car and ate those cookies.
That's discipline.
That's discipline.
What was that, 2.5-3 hours all the way over to Havasu? If you are in the Southeast Valley, the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens, the newest botanical garden to the state, is having their first spring harvest sale this weekend. They've got a discount on edible plants and trees. And they also have a lot of things going on for the entire family. Food trucks, petting zoos, canoe rides, train rides, lawn games, fishing competition, farmer's market. It is children, 3 to 17, it's $8 online. 10 at the door, and adults 13 online, 15 at the door. We've got a listing in our event tab at rosieonthehouse.com. Almost forgot we had that thing after last year. There was blank for almost a year, but glad to see stuff finally populating again in the events tab.
Yes, very, very nice. A lot of stuff to do in Southeast Valley. Queen Creek Botanical Garden, and Schneff's has still got their little carnival thing going, I think, till the end of the month. And
Peaches should be pretty close to...
Not too far off. Steadfast Gardens, the Olive Mill, a lot of kind of agri-entertainment things in the Southeast Valley that are kind of fun.
It is nice how they have developed that, because it was, you know, farming lands from the whole area, and how they've preserved some of that as development has come in, instead of just completely taking it all out. They've kind of infused them a little bit.
Yeah, if you haven't been out there, they've done a good job. And then the master plan community of Eastmark that's developed, you know, with much like Agritopia also over there, where they've kept a lot of open space and some farm community garden stuff and big open areas for having some hands-on things and some garden things, and the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens and those things. It's very nice. It's very nice.
So if you're looking for a little something to do this morning, that would be a great opportunity to get plants. If you're looking at planting, there's really nothing we can't plant right now when it comes to trees. It might not be, you know, your garden, you're going to have a limited by the time the heat gets here and your harvest comes.
Yeah, so we're transitioning in the vegetable garden now to things like squashes and melons and cucumbers and eggplant and okra, those things that will tolerate, you know, the oncoming heat a little better. You're pretty late for tomatoes, particularly. Peppers, you know, you might be able to, you can usually get peppers to go through the summer depending on your exposure. But yeah, so we're in that kind of in-between mode in the garden. So yeah, if you've still got some space and you're looking to plant something, things more like melons and okra, if you like it.
you gotta pickle it.
I'm sure I'll get in trouble for that. I mean, I love vegetables, but it's the one, and I'll eat it, but it isn't my favorite. But I do like eggplant, and it takes the heat just about as well. So,
on your melons, I heard that Del Monte completely pulled out of melon farming. Completely.
Well, Del Monte's completely out of the farming out, you know, in the Hyder Valley, west of Phoenix, my understanding. They're gone.
That's what I was told last week, too, or last month. And so that's a great opportunity to plant your own cantaloupe, your own honeydew. It's not coming from Harquahala Valley, 40 miles, you know, past Wickenburg anymore.
Right. The Pearsons are still, you know, Santa Rosa is still growing lots of melons, I think, down by Maricopa. But it's still pretty good melon-growing country. But I'm not sure. I'm sure the Del Monte thing was an economic decision. But, yeah.
Now, for melons, I mean, you need a pretty good patch of
ground.
It's going to take some area, right?
Or you get real creative. You can grow them on a trellis or a lattice work.
I think that's brilliant.
And And surprisingly, even those some of those big heavy melons will hang there and stay on the vine, you know. So yeah, if you're short of space, that's something to consider.
Go vertical on your melons.
Yep.
Our favorite thing with watermelons or cantaloupe or, you know, those vines is you're water and you're out there and you're looking and you're like, man, nothing is growing. And you start peeling back and all of a sudden they're just how well the plant hides its fruit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You think you got nothing, and then all of a sudden there's 14 of them on there. You know, you're talking about space, too. Something to consider, Brian Blake, that owns Whitfield Nurseries, grows some watermelons out in Hyder, and he grows them underneath all his young citrus trees. He's got a citrus grove. Now, it'll only work until those trees get mature and overshade the area. But while they're young and growing, you're watering that anyway, and he grows those melons in the tree well of those lemon trees. It's a pretty cool idea.
I bet you Farmer Greg likes that.
Yeah.
Two for one.
Yep.
2-for-1.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to join the conversation, have questions about your landscape or garden here at Rosie on the House.